PFT Media.
Welcome to the Daily City Show with your host, Mark Baratelli.
This is Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com. Welcome to the Daily City Show. The Heavy, a new hybrid plant shop, coffee shop, and event space, held its grand opening last weekend at 1152 Harmon Avenue inside the huge former Lombardi Seafood Warehouse and Processing Plant in Winter Park. A coffee bar is expected to open there by Credo Coffee. Guy Fieri opened a new restaurant in Orlando called Chicken Guy. Accented by 22 dipping sauces, this new Disney Springs spot sells chicken tenders, salads, and sandwiches for around $7. Deeply Coffee is now open for business at 111 North Magnolia Avenue in downtown Orlando. They serve King State Coffee, which is roasted in Tampa, Spirity Tea, which is based in Chicago, and Made In-House Pearl Sugar Belgian Liege Waffles. Orlando food truck Purple Ocean Superfoods Bar opened its second Orlando location last weekend just outside the Florida Mall food court. The shiny silver Airstream trailer is parked next to cushioned lounge chairs and umbrellas. They serve local acai bowls topped with fruit and granola and acai smoothies. Leguminati Vegan Eatery held its grand opening last weekend inside the new Hourglass Social House at 2401 Curry Ford Road in the Hourglass District. Leguminati serves an all-vegan menu of crunch wraps, sandwiches, breakfast nachos, and breakfast waffle cup flights. They share the Social House space with Foxtail Coffee. Team Market Group just sent us renderings of their new under-construction bar at 63 East Pine Street called the Robinson Cocktail Room. This bar will be located on the second floor of the building which used to house the Red Mug Diner. 1 year ago, TMG built a staircase in the Red Mug Diner space, leading from the second-story club space down to a brand new front door on the first floor leading out to Pine Street. No announcement has been made as to what will take over the Red Mug Diner space. The NFL Pro Bowl is returning to Orlando January 27th at Camping World Stadium for the third year in a row. It was also announced recently that Orlando will be the site of the 2019 Major League Soccer All-Star Game. And finally, mark your calendars for September 16th when the Daily City puts on the first ever Orlando Flea. This indoor makers market will contain 40 local and regional artisans, food makers, and creatives selling locally designed posters, t-shirts, and pins, vintage clothing, jewelry, and lots of other fun stuff. The market will also feature live music, local bites, and a full bar. Follow the Orlando Flea on Instagram for details at Orlando Flea. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.